There's an amazing rush. In the Pasuk Veshuva Ayu L'Shlamim, there's a Baruch Levnei Hashem. They brought an ox, they brought a ram. It's a carbon to Hashem, Mincha B'lulav Hashem, and there was a mincha absorbed with oil. Ki Hayom Hashem, because on that very day, Nira Aleichem. That day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appeared to you. And says the Rush, that the last two words of the Pasuk, Nira and Aleichem, Nira are the same letters as Aaron, and Aleichem are the same letters as Michal. So the Pasuk's telling us here, says the Rush, this is the Rush, the same Rush that writes Dvar Halachos on every Masecht and Shas. The Rush says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu was showing Aaron HaKohen a tremendous kavod, and to show the entire world that Aaron was Niskaper, that he was forgiven for the sins of the Chet HaEgel. And that very day that Aaron was appointed to be Kohen Gadol and to serve the Mishkan was the same day that Michal, the Malach, was appointed to be Sar HaGadol, the minister, the great grand minister in the Shemayim, who's going to serve as a Sanegor, as an advocate, as a representative of all Klal Yisrael. That's exactly what the Pasuk means, says the Rosh in Tehillim in Perek Kuf Lamed Gimel. In describing the anointment and appointment of Aaron, it says, Keshem Atov Al Harosh, and then there was oil dripping down the head of Aaron as he was appointed and anointed to be Kohen Gadol. And that Shemen, describes the Pasuk in Tehillim, was Yored Al Zakan. It was dripping on the beard, Zikan Aaron, on the beard of Aaron. And the Rosh asks, why does it say the word Zakan two times? The Talos is referring to two beards, two appointments, two anointments, that of Aaron and that of Michal. Ki Hayom Hashem Nira Aleichem. Those were the two days, rather those were the two individuals and personalities that were appointed on that very day. I just want to say for Ota Plias HaTorah, who quotes this Rosh, big tzarachin. Big tzarachin on this Rosh. Because we know from many places in Chazal that Michal, the Sar HaGadol, was appointed and appeared many places prior to this. The Medrash tells us that Michal and Gavriel were Shoshvina and Shal Adam Harishon. They were the ones who walked Adam down the aisle to the chuppah with his wife Chava. And they danced in front of him, Michal and Gavriel. And then the same Michal was there with the Malachim who went to tell Avram Avinu of the various Besiros Tovos of Sari Menu. The Gemara tells us in Bava Metzia, Man and Ninu Shlosh Anashim, who are the three men? Doing Bikur Cholam, Michal, the Gavriel, Rifal. And the Yalkut Shimoni tells us that Yaakov Avinu as well had a correspondence, or at least Kadosh Baruch had a correspondence with Michal during the times of Yaakov, that you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you, Michal, Ata Kohane Birakia, you're the Kohen in Shemayim, and who, Yaakov Avinu, is the Kohen Ba'aretz. So Michal existed prior to Hakamas HaMishkan, prior to Aaron HaKohen's appointment. So the Pesach Torah suggests that maybe Michal existed as a Sahar Gadol B'Shemayim. He existed as the great Malach in Shemayim prior to Parshas Shemini, prior to Hakamas HaMishkan. But perhaps he wasn't a Sanegor, perhaps he wasn't a advocate of Klal Yisrael until that very day of Hakamas HaMishkan, to that very day of Shemini. Other place the Torah makes another suggestion. This he quotes from a sefer, Yalkut Me'am Lo'ez. Yalkut Me'am Lo'ez was written by a Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Machir Kuli. He was born in Yerushalayim a few hundred years ago. He learned the base measures of the Mishnah L'Melech, Rabbi Huda Rosen. And he's the apparently the author on the Mishnah L'Melech. There's some Hagos, some footnotes on the bottom. It's attributed to this sefer, this author, Rabbi Yaakov, the Mechaber Yaakov Mamlois, and he's Mechadish, the sefer al Torah and Parshas Vayishlach, that there is no Malach called Michal, there is no Malach called Gavriel, there is no Malach called Rifal, Azriel, and so on and so forth. The Malachim are given titles based on their missions. If it has something to do with Refuah, So the malach is called Rifal for that mission, but they're different malachim. Malach performs a mission and the malach disappears, vanishes, and a new malach comes in. And given its title based on the particular mission. So there is no malach Michal. Michal at the time of Adam, the time of Aram, the time of Yaakov were different angels. It was called a malach because it was doing some mission relating to what Michal means. And the malach that was appointed in the times of Yaakov as serving as a sanegar, rather in the times of Aram, that served as a sanegar and an advocate of Klai Yisrael, there's a different malach. It was called Michal because the mission that it was on was related to the word, the mission, whatever Michal means. And therefore, there's no stira. It's Hashem, Mishmi Zocha. The Chazal tell us, heard from a few places, the Sram tell us, that whenever we learn, when we learn and strengthen our learning of Torah, we're surrounded by malachim. Malachim are always coming and supporting us. And the Gemara, the word Gemara, stands for Gavriel, Michal, Rafal, Uriel. So we should be zocha to continue to learn, continue to grow in our learning, Yerushalayim, and be zocha to be surrounded by malachim with the Bias HaMashiach, with the building of the Beis HaMikdash, Meher V'Yameinu, Amen.